This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
We've been on the air with the show for quite some time, since 1992, and we thank you so much for being here with us. My name is Bob Long, and in this hour of the program, we're going to be joined by one of our regular contributors, as well as a very special guest from the Ford Motor Company. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, we've got some news to report on the Ford supercar, the Ford GT. And joining us right now, we will bring forth both of these guys at the same time. First, let's welcome from Ford, Jim Owens, who is Ford's performance marketing manager. Jim, welcome back. Thank you very much for being here.
Oh, hey, Bob. We're so glad to join you and talk, you know, enthusiasts and performance cars. It's always fun to do.
Absolutely. Also joining us on the line is our motorsports correspondent here on the program. When he's not racing, he's on the air with us, and his name is Russ Oasis. Russ, how are you doing?
Hey, Bob. How are you? It's great to talk to you today.
Well, some big news out of Ford, and the news is that you guys, Jim, have set the exact number of additional GTs that you're going to produce, as well as set a firmed up date for the application process. Tell us more.
Yeah, so, you know, when we did just before Le Mans, if you think about it, in the 66 winter, right? So in 2016, 50 years later, even before we had gone back and won Le Mans again, we had opened up the application, and at that time we got more than 6,500 applicants and more than 10,000 registrants. And as we've produced the vehicles, and it took us a while to ramp up, we could produce completely about one a day, like one a business day. And it's not like, you know, the Flat Rock assembly plant down in Flat Rock, Michigan that produces the Mustangs where, oh, well, we can just add a shift, you know, to produce more. What it ends up being is we can produce at maximum about one a day. And with that first application volume being so overwhelming, I mean, it surprised us. And I cannot tell you, you know, how humbled we were at the fact that 6,500 people wanted that car. And due to that overwhelming demand, we have decided that we are going to do 1,350 of those. And then that application period will open again November 8th.
That's terrific. And take us through the rest of the process after you gather up the applications. Does a team of folks make the final selection? How does it go?
Yeah, and, you know, I was part of the team that did it originally. A good-sized group of the Ford Performance and, you know, how do I say this, enthusiasts at Ford. You know, I've been working together either at Ford or, you know, working for Carroll Shelby directly for the past 30 years. And we put together a good group of people to take a look at that application. And that application, because we didn't want the cars to be, you know, sealed in a hermetic plastic bag, put away in a vault, never to be seen by human eyes again, we look at the things that you do with your cars. We look at the number of Fords you have, the Ford GTs you have, what type of charitable things you do surrounding the car culture. And we will take that time and evaluate all of those applications that are put in. And then, you know, probably in the second quarter of next year, notify those applicants. And then Based off of that notification, and it would be globally, so that would be Europe, Middle East and Africa, and North America, we will take those vehicles and then schedule them appropriately between now and the 2022 calendar year.
Excellent. And, of course, Russ, you were one of the original applicants as an owner.
I was. Jim, I made an extensive dossier. And I guess, you know, there was just it was too overwhelming for you guys, and I got rejected the first time around. Of course, I'm going to try again. But, boy, I sure was disappointed. I was like a little kid at Christmas time that didn't get what he wanted from Santa.
Well, I can tell you, I don't know how much you guys know about what I do, but I'm involved in this community quite a bit. And the level of difference, you know, because of the overwhelming volume, the level of difference between who got one and who didn't get one on the first time around.
Yeah.
And we never used the word rejected. We just said deferred because we knew we were going to open up an application period again. It was so close that it was, you know, really hard to talk to some of the people like yourself who have a deserving collection. You've, you know, done things with Ford in a racing perspective, or you've done things, you know, in the racing community where you're outreaching to the community to share this vehicle. We're glad we're getting a chance to open it up specifically for people like you who, you know, obviously do things within the motorsport community that we get another chance to do that.
Yeah, I thought that, you know, I've had an 05 GT since brand new that I cherish, and I've taken it to the track. I haven't raced it because I didn't want a chance wrecking it. I race a Viper Comp Coupe, and, you know, if you do an offender on a Comp Coupe, you just get another one and slap it on. I didn't want to do that with my GT, but I sure would like to take it to the track. And further to that, I don't know if you know that we made an effort at the Nürburgring. I spearheaded a crowdfunded effort last year to beat the production record at the ring with the Viper. And we got down to a 701.3, had some tire failures, and that kind of ended our day. But, boy, I sure would love to see the GT go to the ring and take a record there.
Well, let me say, a 701 is really footing it to get across there and there. And that's the type of thing we're looking for. And, you know, we're looking for those people. I mean, if you think about it, of the reported 109 or so of the 60s era GT40s that were produced, you know, about 400 of them live today, right? Everybody has, you know, took a gas tank off of one and made a car around it. And, you know, if it takes us 40 years to do it again, if you think from 60s to the 05, 06, that was 40 years.
Yeah.
What we can't have is those cars put away never to be seen, you know, and whether it's cars and coffee or charity laps or what you're talking about, which is, you know, taking it out there, putting it in I still can't believe the Nürburgring is a public road, but putting it on that road and, you know, and sharing your love of the car, those are the type of things that Ford Motor Company wants the customers to be.
Sure. Yeah, we crowdfunded this effort. Road and Track picked up on it, and they flew one of their riders out to witness the entire thing. And so it got some good coverage in Road and Track, and it won runner-up to the International Automotive Documentary Awards that were held in London this year. And it got quite a bit of exposure. And, you know, 701.3, we were disappointed because we had constant tire failures, and that was really the bugaboo for us. We were sure we could get down to, say, a 656. I don't know if we could have gotten too much faster than that, because you're hauling when you're down there.
Moving.
Yeah, we did a 701.3.
That's phenomenal.
It was a good effort.
One of the road courses I want to, you know, that's on my bucket list to get to. I know a lot of the Ford performance engineers, when they go over there, they rent the cars. There's a shop pretty much kitty corner to the track that'll allow you to rent it and go out there. And they always want to go out there and do a lap there. It's just, you know, one of the most famous, you know, courses in the world.
I can tell you, it's an experience. I'd love to tell you how dangerous it is as well. It allows for no error.
no air, and then, you know, unless you close the track, you know, you have other people on there who are, you know, not necessarily driving at the same level that you are.
No
one of the fun things we did last year with Vaughn.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
I'm David Hull, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hull, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Jim Owens is with us. He is marketing manager for the Ford Performance side of the fence. And we've also got our motorsports reporter, Russ Oasis, with us. We're going to be talking about the Ford GT. We'll also talk about the Shelby GT 350 and maybe see if we can get some more information from Jim about the upcoming Shelby GT500. But right now, let's continue talking about the GT. And before that hard break there, Russ, you were mentioning the Nürburgring, the dangers there.
One thing I was going to say to Jim is that, you know, when Porsche goes and sets these records, I mean, Porsche lives in Germany. That's their backyard. So they think nothing of sending their entire crew there and just camping out at the track waiting for the weather to change. And if they have to spend, it's about $13,000 American dollars an hour to rent the track. And if Porsche has to sit there and you know, rent 2 hours a day, different hours during the day, so the track can either be drier or, you know, the sun maybe came out or the weather changes. And if they can't use it that day, it's like, oh, well, you know, no big deal. And they will just sit there. It'd kind of be like us going to Daytona.
Yeah,
and that's why Porsche always does so well
out
there.
Yeah, we've tested a lot of stuff there, and you know, you mentioned Bob the GT350. We ran, you know, most recently probably the 15 model year when we unveiled it there. We ran a lot of the testing there. It is an incredible track, and you know, one that is obviously world famous and needs something to the enthusiasts, which is really cool. The thing, one of the things, and what I was referring to is Bon Gittin Jr., who runs in the Formula Drift Series. He runs the RTR Mustang there. And he won, actually, last Sunday in Irwindale in their season-ending race. He went out there to actually film his Mustang. And he did it on his own, I mean, through his company, not through Ford. And when he was rained out, and it was rained out 2 days, the second day he ended up taking the Raptor and doing a run on the Raptor on the ring, which was, you know, not something you'd think the Raptor was meant to do for, but it was fun, obviously safe, but, you know, fun demonstrating some of the characteristics of that beautiful facility.
Oh, that's
it's
amazing.
Unbelievable. I mean, it's dangerous and it's daunting and it's exciting all at once, because it was built right after World War I when there were no safety standards. So it's dangerous from that viewpoint, in that it cuts through the forest, and there's trees right there right next to the track. And so you have, Armco, and guardrails everywhere. It's a little bit, like Watkins Glen that way. But it's 12.8 miles long, and it's
long, a little longer. Yeah,
exactly.
No, we're really excited about. You had mentioned the GT500, and you know, we sent the teaser video out there last year at the North American International Auto Show, and you know, having worked directly for Carroll Shelby, I know he's going to be proud of what we delivered. He'll be looking down and, you know, making sure and smiling over, you know, what this car is going to produce. And we can't wait.
I remember so well, Jim, when you guys brought back the GT500 and sitting with Carroll and his wife Cleo and Hao Tai Tang, the chief engineer on that vehicle, and what a great time that was. Russ never had the opportunity to meet Carroll, having spent so many years around him. Why don't you tell Russ and everybody across North America a little bit about the man, the legend, Carroll Shelby?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, and I can't tell you. I got a chance to work directly for him for about 4 years. And you get the racing stories, and you know, you get the Ferrari's asses mine type quotes that are out there. One of my favorite stories of them is, they're right outside the production facility for Shelby America. Used to be right outside of Bruton's place at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. They've now since moved downtown, just off the strip. But there used to be a petrol station there that had, like, where the truckers would come in off of 15 to grab their food. And, you know, here's Carroll, world traveler. And where would he want to go hold court? He'd like to go to the petrol station to sit down there and eat with folks and just tell stories. And some of those stories, you know, I cannot believe what athletes, the racers from that era were. And they had to have a level of lack of fear as you were racing in that area to control, you know, cars that were doing 200 miles an hour at, you know, 1960s technology. And the athletic capability of Carroll and other drivers, you know, you think of some of them who are, you know, still with us, with like Bob and like Bondurant. I don't know if he's ridden with him lately. I mean, I rode with him last year and 2 years ago in the GT350s. Those people were just phenomenal athletes and fearless. And you could feel that when you were in their presence. And it was so cool to be a part of, you know, the whole Shelby organization and, quite frankly, to be part of connecting Carroll back with Ford. You know, the 05-06 program is what connected Carroll and Edsel and the families back together again.
And he was so happy about that, Jim, as you know. And like you said, he's going to be smiling down when the wraps come off the all-new GT500. Did you ever think we'd see the race that we're seeing these days, if you want to call it a race? Did you ever think that we would see companies coming out with vehicles with in excess of 700 horsepower, 800 horsepower, mainstream companies?
It's amazing. And, you know, a lot of people sit there and say, you know, the muscle car era of the 60s were at zenith. And I would tell you that I would believe that the muscle and sports car, you know, zenith is right now.
I agree with that completely, Jim. I agree with that completely.
It's the engineering and, you know, just the men and women of Ford Performance right now, right? I grew up in it when it was SVO and SVT and you had Team RS over in Europe. Now what you've done is harness all of the engineering prowess and spirit of all of the men and women of Ford Performance globally to get to that next vehicle performance level. And then you have Al over at GM who's pushing on it, and you've got guys over at Dodge who are pushing on it, and no one wants to be the first person in second place. And that has taken that level of performance, ratcheting it up, because everybody takes it up, where you have the safety and that innovation in technology that can take its way from the performance vehicles and move it onto the cars and trucks we drive on the street. So it is so exciting. You asked a specific question. When I launched the 05 Mustang, right, I was on the 05 Mustang team, and we had 300 horsepower out of our V8. We were so excited. And now our EcoBoost four-cylinder Mustang has over 315 plus horsepower right now. It's just amazing, and that leads to the engineering prowess of the men and women of Ford.
And you get a love on the GT350, that lap plane crank, and the exhaust note is a joy to behold. We'll take a pit stop, then more on the other side with Jim Owens and Russ Oasis. We've got to tell you about the Heritage Edition GT, all coming up straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Members of Congress speaking out about the apparent cover-up of journalist Jamal Khashoggi's killing by the Saudis. On NBC's Meet the Press, GOP Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina calls the future of the U.S. relationship with Saudi Arabia and its crown prince problematic.
I don't believe that you can have someone who would authorize this sort of an act be in a position of power with a nation that's very important to us, but we have to have limits as to how far we would go to work with them in a very difficult, complex part of the world.
Senator Bob Corker is calling on Turkey, which has said it has tapes from the killing in Istanbul, to turn them over to the United States. Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox News Sunday Morning Futures a caravan of thousands of migrants from Central America should never reach the U.S. border.
Mexico's the key. These caravans have to go through Mexico. Well, Mexico should stop them.
President Trump saying he'll call in the military if Mexico can't stop them. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac down?
Here's an owner of a Ford GT. Jay Leno highlighted it both on his TV show as well as in YouTube form. And what a great presentation that was, and what a great shining moment for the Ford Performance Division.
Yeah, it's been an absolutely wonderful couple of years on the Ford Performance side, Bob. If you think about it, when Dave Parasak and Henry Ford III, who was running the global marketing, and Parasak was leading the engineering and racing effort, we've done a lot of things, and we're really, really proud of pulling and harnessing the resources together, including what you mentioned before the break, the Heritage GT. From the racing perspective, there are few vehicles, paint schemes that evoke the emotions that Gulf Blue and Orange evoke. And we were so proud, to unveil it. We unveiled it in Monterey. And we had chassis 1075, which was the 68 and 69 winner, along with an 05-06 version of the Heritage. And then the new Heritage, and we did a lap, we did three laps actually, at Laguna Seca with all three running them at the same time. And it was, for those of us who appreciate the motorsports community, that was a really cool thing to do.
I hope you got that on film.
Yeah, we did. Bobby Aiken and the crew, who were filming the races for the the Motorsports Reunion. I still call it the Historic, but they were filming, and we rented their film crew for After Hours, and we got probably a good, probably 6-7 minute videos that we did, and we put two or three of them up on the Ford Performance site so people could see it.
Yeah, it's such a special thing to have three generations on the track like that.
Yeah, and that was a prototype. I mean, it wasn't a production car. We just actually started production of the Heritages this past week. That's one, given the paint job that Multimatic and Alan Egley, who heads up the painting crew up there, and Jeff Tannis, who runs the manufacturing facility up there, really spend the quality time on that vehicle. Given the painting being different than the other vehicles, it does take a little bit more. We can only really build one Heritage a week.
Does Prefix do your painting, Jim?
I'm sorry?
Does Prefix do your painting?
Prefix does help the assembly plant process, yes. The Heritage itself is actually painted up in Multimatic, up in the facility there. But, yeah, Prefix here locally, outside of Troy, Michigan here.
They were a major sponsor for us, so I'm familiar with those guys.
Yeah, they do great work.
I
also do Woodward Dream Cruise for Ford, which, if you haven't been down here before, it's a million of your closest automotive friends and 40,000 cars driving up and down Woodward. Prefix has also been a sponsor there and participated there, and so they're always supporting the enthusiast community.
The Xylees are definitely lovers of cars, of the automotive industry, and they show it. Their work is very, very high quality.
No, they're doing a great job for the Multimatic team and for Ford Motor Company on the Ford GT.
Right.
Jim, tell our listeners around the country and across the world at GCNlive.com about some of the special parts, both inside and out, that are part of the Heritage Edition.
Well, so the Heritage Edition, I mean, it's so cool to do this stuff. I mean, you know, sometimes I turn around and tell my boss, I'm lucky to get paid for what I do. So with the Heritages, each of those Heritages had paid homage to one of the winners in the 66, 67, 68, 69. You know, the whole Ford and Ferrari wars and the Deuce, you know, trying to buy Enzo. Well, anyways, we tried to provide a modern representation of each of those winners. And the design crew went out to some of the people that we know who own some of those original vehicles and actually spent time with the interior and the exterior to get those touches that are authentic. The Heritage one that now with the blue and the golf colors, you can't notice it because it's somewhat dark in the cockpit there. You know, we have a built-in the carbon fiber tub, FIA approved roll cage. So it's kind of tight, a little bit tight in there and a little bit, you know, darker interior with the black. We have that Gulf stitching in the steering wheel going around there that makes it just look so unique. And then there is the optional on the exterior, an exposed carbon fiber rondelle. So we wanted the base one so that if you wanted to put a 6 or a 9 on it yourself, you know, if you're a huge fan and you got one in 60 of the 19 version, which is the 68, and it wanted the number 9 car, you could put the 9 on there. You could put the white on there. But for an option, for an updated version of it, we have the ghosted exposed carbon fiber rondelle with the ghosted number 9 or, you know, next year the number 6. That makes it just looks absolutely stunning. So the designers did a great job of tying back to the authentic pieces, but then also making a modern representation of it.
It's certainly a stunner, and I imagine there's been a lot of interest in this particular variant. I know, Russ, you've had the opportunity to see this most remarkable GT, the Heritage Edition in the Gulf colors. What are your thoughts?
You know, I think that it's like getting slugged in the face by the most, you know, a car that wants to present itself to you and saying, hey, here I am, remember me, this is what I've done. It's almost like the history of the car is written on it in paint. And I love it. I think it looks awesome. I think it's just incredible. You know, I also like the 67 Heritage with the or the red with the white stripes. I also like that.
Yeah, no, that was a good piece to it, and with the All-American team and, you know, All-American ownership and American manufacturer, that was a really good piece to do, and it was cool. I don't know if you see what some of the guys are doing. We put up a sticker for Gurney, you know, that recognized what he meant to racing and to Ford, and a lot of the folks who actually have that red Heritage have that Gurney sticker on it.
That's terrific.
Yeah, which is really, really cool. I mean, it's, you know, paying tribute and homage to, you know, a person and a legend who, you know, helped keep us enthusiasts going, you know, 15 plus years later.
I met him once at Daytona at the 24 Hours of Daytona one year that I raced in that race, and he was the honorary what's the word, not master of ceremonies, but he was the honorary steward, so to speak. And it was such an honor to meet him.
And when we did Pebble, I want to say this was had to be 16. So it was post the race. We brought all the cars in, you know, we brought all the ones that we could bring along the fairway along the water there. And his son was there. And so we had the car out of the museum. The Henry Ford Museum owns that car. The curators, I mean, are meticulous with it. So we bring it out there, set it up along the walkway down the Heritage, down the fairway. And his son is there. And we kind of staged him in the picture, like Dan, of getting out of the car. That famous picture. We did took a picture of his son in that one right next to the new one. And it was one of those cool moments that, you know, it's not going to help us sell cars and trucks or any, not advertising or promotion, but to recognize, you know, the contribution of that family. It was pretty cool.
You know, he's in that special league of guys like, Mario Andretti and, you know, the guys that are Carroll Shelby, the guys who are the untouchable, so to speak.
Yeah, you know, and it's nice to see some of them are still, you know, plugging along. Like, I think of Alan Grant. You know, he actually took one of the original test mules for the GT40 programs.
Yep.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I gotta know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with Ford? Jim Owens, Ford Performance
Marketing Manager at Russell Oasis, our motorsports reporter, and apologize for that break. That's what happens when you do national radio. You have hard breaks, and sometimes they come up at the wrong time. Jim, you were telling us a story. Why don't you pick it up?
Yeah, I didn't know where we cut out, Bob. I'm, you know, some people who've been around me know I'm a little bit long-winded, so sorry about ruining that break
no
out there.
No problem.
But the Alan Grant, who is, you know, one of the world champion drivers from Carroll, you know, back in the day, driving the Daytona coupes, and he rebuilt the original GT40 test mule, the Lola chassis, and we've had him bring it up with us to display at Monterey two of the last 4 years, and he and Lee Holman from Holman Moody fame, and you know Holman was part of that GT40 program as well. Lee Holman, Alan Grant, just sitting out there around their cars, talking about it to the fans coming up. Those legends, you know, are still with us today and are, you know, bringing forth that love and enthusiasm so we can carry it into the next generation. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah, that sounds like an amazing moment. I understand in the Heritage Edition there are going to be some very special 20-inch wheels, and they've got a special pattern, and also there's some use of carbon fiber in a couple of different places on the Heritage Edition.
Yeah, so the exposed carbon fiber package, yes, the wheels are unique to the Heritage. They have been each of the years, right? They're only the Heritage wheels that you can get on it. And they are color-toned to some of the exterior bits. In the exposed carbon fiber, you could only get that previously in what we called the competition model. The competition model was the one that had no AC, no radio, and it had the exposed carbon fiber stripes on the car. Well, the exposed carbon fiber across the A-pillars coming across on that Heritage are definitely unique and eye-catching. And again, not so much tying the car back in the 40s, but, you know, a modern rendition of it. But what the cool piece of it is, and if you've ever worked with carbon fiber, you actually lay that carbon fiber up in patterns based off of the strength, rigidity, et cetera, that you want. So laying up that carbon fiber so that exposed piece, so all of the weaves match, is a really difficult thing. And, you know, the folks at Ford Performance and MMV up at Multimatic are do it in a beautiful fashion.
They most certainly do. So, Russ, you getting ready with your application?
Oh, I'm sitting on the edge of my chair. I'm waiting for the 8th.
Well, for us, and I know we don't want to help others because we want you to get, you know, to the top of the line, but the application is going to be almost identical. There's only previous applicants like yourself can do one of three things. One, not go back and not apply, and then we won't consider it. The second one is you can come back in, accept the terms and conditions and the privacy policy because those laws have changed since the first time we did this. And you can stand pat, or you can opt in and then go in and update your applications from the time period that you turned it in previously to what you've done in the interim time period.
Yeah, I would go that way, Jim, because of, I mean, the Nürburgring thing was a pretty big thing, and I've done a bunch more racing since then. And
and quite frankly, you know, my daughter this weekend is preparing for her ACT test. She's my youngest, and a junior in high school, and she's preparing for the ACT test. And Meredith has two different sections of that test. You know, one is the fill in the blank, you know, where you put in the you know, color in the answers, and the second portion is the essay. And there is that same thing in this application. So in the section 4, that's where you tell us about, you know, the things that the car means to you or what the car would mean to you. And that's, quite frankly, you know, the essay portion of the piece that can really tell the stories that you're trying to tell. And so
sure.
I encourage you guys to make sure that, you know, if you're applying for it, that you go to that section of the application and share your stories.
Yep, I'll be all over that thing with a fine-tooth comb, believe me, because this is such a special car. It's just a car not to be missed whatsoever. I mean, you know, I had an opportunity to have a LaFerrari, and I was like, yeah, you know, okay, but this is more special than all of them. It really is.
Well, I'm glad you think that, and it's kind of special to us and the Ford family and the men and women of Ford Performance because, you know, a lot of us have put our hearts and souls into it, and we want to be able to continue to do this for many years to come.
Yeah, I so respect that you guys did this car, and I think I said it to Bob once before that the GT is a race car that you then made legal for the street as opposed to a street car that you then took racing, and I so respect that, I can't even tell you.
And it was a lot different than the 0506 version, if you think about it. That
sure.
was a sports car that privateers could take racing and do well. But if you said you own an 05, you know that the driving dynamics of that car are not quite, you wouldn't take that directly to Le Mans to win.
No, right? you'd have to do a lot of work to it.
Yeah, this car, built, designed, programmed, the whole thing running in parallel. When you get behind the wheel of the 17, 18, 19, you know, as opposed to the 05, 06, it breeds confidence in you every single lap you take.
I can't wait.
And it's honestly, you pointed out that difference very well. This is a race car, you know, developed to go back with one sole purpose to win Le Mans. And oh, by the way, due to the sanctioning body rules, we had to sell the car. You know, 05, 06 was a sports car that was really good. Don't get me wrong. I enjoyed it. And I know, you know, my friends like Hennessy taking it up over 1,000 horsepower and changing the suspension settings. Yeah, it can make it a really good race car. This is, and when you get in behind the wheel, you know exactly what you're in. And you get that feel of, you know, think of like Edsel Ford, who was there when he was a 16-year-old. And then he was there again when he was 66. to win it 50 years later.
There's a much different feel to a race car than there is to a street car. A race car turns in so dramatically different than a street car, and it has to, because street cars, they tend to understeer just out of a safety factor for drivers who aren't great drivers. Race cars don't necessarily understeer, and when they turn in flat, you know you're in the real deal.
And this one will... it's just like the best way I can say it for me, who's a basic driver, right? I'm a track rat and, like to spend time, but I'm not like our engineers or, somebody like you, a decent driver. It makes me feel confident and will allow me to go to my point of competency and then learn from it. And that's what's so cool about that car. I mean, over and above all the other things, I've driven everything we've had since the 80s on track, and a lot of the competitors as well. This car does that, and it's a really cool piece. We're really proud of Ford Motor Company to have done it.
It's incredible. I mean, I salute you guys. I really do. And more than anything, and I know I'm repeating it, but this is how strongly I feel about this, that you guys took a race car and then you made it street legal as opposed to vice versa. To me, that's such a big thing, because no car manufacturers do that. Even Ferrari doesn't do that. Even Ferrari, they build street cars and then they make them, track cars. And you guys did it the other way, and that's what I'm looking for. That's why that car is so special.
Yeah, I mean, we're really proud of it.
You should be. It's incredible, just incredible.
Well, congratulations on the announcement of the application date and about the additional examples that are going to be produced. I can't wait to hopefully be in Detroit for the unveiling of the all-new Shelby GT500. I've owned a lot of Mustangs in my day, and this one I think is going to make all Mustang owners from the past and present have nothing but smiles on their face, because what I hear are some incredible rumors about the machine.
It's there's going to be a lot of people extremely proud to be Mustangers. And the engineering that the men and women of Ford Performance have put into the vehicle will be fully on display. We can't wait till we unveil it.
Fantastic. Jim, as usual, love having you on the show. We'll have to have you on again sometime down the road soon, because you're always such a pleasure.
Well, we have fun, Bob, and I love spending Sunday afternoon here in the Midwest talking to you guys about the things that we love. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, and thank you, Russ, as well.
My pleasure as well, Bob. Always fun to be with you.
Have a great day, guys.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the
first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.